This is a dictation for TrudyNet EPPS, TrudyNet EPPS. Data service is 5/27/2025. Date of accident is 5/31/2024. And date of birth, 10/14/1969. TrudyNet EPPS is coming after 3 months of absence. She was last seen on 2/27/2025. The patient was involved in an automobile accident and a rear-ending, where she was a restaurant driver, leading to these symptoms that are reported. She's complaining of headaches, which are 8 and 9, occupying the front of the head. And they're moderately severe, associated with some occasional dizziness and vertigo. And we report that she could not come to visit us because her aunt passed, son went to the jail, and then son killed somebody and was placed in jail, and somebody wanted to kill his son, her son. Anyway, the son is charged in a shooting incident and is on a bond, $250,000. He's very stressed out, but here she's here finally, and she reports of headaches, which are 8 and 9. Neck pain is around 6 and 7. Lower back pain is 7. And the knee pain is mild, like 3 or 4. The patient reports overall pain is between 7, and the ADLs are affected 8. The 20% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. And the substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination is the same as previous visit. The one record number I have is 1/8/2025, dictation number 0223-004. I do not have the dictation number for 2/27/2025 that I did dictate, but please check it if you have the dictation on her. Anyway, let's copy and paste from the previous exam. The blood pressure is 139/86, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. Patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ortrin 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for depression, anxiety, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, panic, Medigesic for headaches, and Dendrocin lotion for topical pain relief. She's also ordered a counseling due to the various family issues and TBI issues. Her labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed. She'll be seen in 15 days' time. The MRIs are also reviewed. She is found to have a multilevel disc herniation from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, as well as in L4-5, L5-S1. She was discussed about the need for epidural injections. Currently, she is not ready, and when she provides the consent, we'll be more than happy to schedule her for the issues. The MRI of the right knee and the left knee was also discussed. There is a focal cartilage loss in the left knee, along with subluxation of the patella and patellofemoral friction syndrome, while in the right knee, anterior compartment cartilage mild diffuse thinning and subluxation of the patella. To be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you very much.